Welcome to The Cup of Tea, warm steam for your soul. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Today's quotes come to us from American actress of film, stage, and television, Katharine Houghton Hepburn. Known for her headstrong independence and spirited personality, Hepburn's career as a Hollywood leading lady spanned more than 60 years. She cultivated a screen persona that matched this public image and regularly played strong-willed, sophisticated women. Her work came in a range of genres, from screwball comedy to literary drama, and she received 4 Academy Awards for Best Actress, a record for any performer. In 1999, Hepburn was named by the American Film Institute the greatest female star of classic Hollywood cinema. If you obey all the rules, you miss all the fun. Katharine Hepburn. If you always do what interests you, at least one person is pleased. Katharine Hepburn. Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything. Katharine Hepburn. I'll admit first off, I'm what some people would refer to as a cinephile. I love watching a great story unfold and thinking about it in ways that not everybody might. When I think of classic Hollywood, one of the first names that comes to mind is Katharine Hepburn. When she talks about missing all the fun by obeying all the rules, she tells us that you can derive great pleasure in doing things your own way. Some rules, especially in a creative field, are definitely meant to be broken. It will give you something unique to what you do, and you will avoid following formulaic structure. Next, I love what she says about doing what interests you. If you're working on something for bizarre, ulterior reasons, and you don't even enjoy it yourself, there is a chance that nobody will like it either. So why were you doing it? Sometimes you can even lose interest in something you used to enjoy a lot. And that is usually a great time to stop or take a break. Try something new. Finally, she talks about love. Love is about giving. You can love yourself and give yourself great things. You can love others and give so much. I think of the Beatles getting a room full of people together, all singing, "Love is all you need," and yet somehow we still miss the point. Please start by loving yourself, which naturally leads to loving others as a byproduct, and astonishing things just start to happen, one after another.
Stepping out through the crowd, not feeling what they're feeling. No, no. In and out for myself, trying to push against the ceiling.
Goodbye to my past. She was going nowhere fast. I don't need you holding me back no more. Won't let it take over my head. Feeling like I can breathe again. Won't leave my dreams in your hands no more.
Myself and I'm loving what I'm seeing. Hey, yeah. It's only me, no one else that can give me what I need. And a little bit of patience goes a long way. And I know I'm running out.
holding me back no more. Won't let it take over my head. Feel like I can breathe again. Won't leave my dreams in your hands no more. No more sleepless nights. I won't sacrifice no more wishing for this.
No wishing, no more.
Cause I got it.
That was Stephanie Bullock with her song, No More. Stephanie is a pop recording artist from Ottawa, Canada. From a very young age, Stephanie knew that music was her calling. In 2015, she went on to win a local singing competition and began performing at various venues. And now, some fun, interesting, and unusual facts about Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn was famous for her accent, which is often called the Mid-Atlantic accent. The accent was a deliberate hybrid of American and British English that was adopted by American elites and theater and film actors in the 30s and 40s, including Hepburn and Cary Grant. Hepburn and her siblings were raised to exercise their right to free speech and were encouraged to debate and think about any topic they wanted. Her parents were often criticized for being too progressive, but Hepburn always credited them with giving her the tools to be successful. Hepburn used to do all her own stunts in her movies because she always felt she could do a better job than anyone else. She even did her own stunt diving into the frigid water in On Golden Pond, having been used to swimming in cold waters growing up. All this at the age of 74. I'll leave you with the music of Étoile Noire. Canadian bilingual folk rock duo, their performance is intimate, emotive, and provoking. Formed in 2016, the Canadian duo have toured a good part of the country and shared the stage with notable acts such as Dan Mangan, The Trues, Julian Taylor Band, to name a few. Here is Lights Out by Étoile Noire.
Well, what'd you do if I told you I was leaving? Would the memories go to changing of the seasons? Cause the time that we had was hanging by a thread, with the weight so heavy. Would you say if I said that I was dying? Would you treat me like a stranger? Would your love for me grow deeper? The time that we had was hanging by a thread, and it felt so heavy. That night I wish I sent you home to bed. There's a million things I wish I hadn't.
This has been A Cup of Tea. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Thanks to the artists that lent their music to the program. Links are available in the episode description if you'd like to hear more.